I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bella Desmond. Well, didn't Bernard and myself pick a shite month to open our new nightclub? It all started in mid-October when Bernard correctly pointed out that it's very hard to go on 3 Tinder dates in one night without getting a name for yourself, even if you're from Kishgame. On the other hand, her extensive research has shown that 2 out of every 3 men she met online would make outstanding guests on a Channel 4 show called Not Even If You Were the Last Man on Earth. So you'd need 3 goes at it just to find someone with a spare pair of socks. 'Tis then I said, wouldn't you miss the old nightclubs, Berna, where you could dump a lad if he had a pet name for the tractor and try someone else? Well, didn't we take matters into our own hands and open a nightclub for middle-aged culchies called Tongues and maybe more? We had crowds coming from all directions, including a double-decker bus from Kinsale. And now we have to close down because Tony Zero Crack Holohan has discovered that the coronavirus only comes out after 12 o'clock in the night. Jesus, help us. Do you think we should cut our losses and move to England? Rosaline Bala Desmond.
I've a cousin living in London. We call him, isn't it? Because he puts a question at the end of every sentence. Hashtag too posh for innit. I rang him and said, what's nightlife like in England? He said, can't hear myself think, can I? I said, because the music. He said, no, everyone has this word cough, don't they? Hashtag COVID-19, innit?
How are we going on? It is grand and quiet here now down in West Cork. It's amazing the amount of noise that comes out of a Blackrock Road woman roaring across a crowded summer beach about the price of her new nose. Anyway, didn't we convert the shed into an Airbnb, and there's a very nice Swedish woman living in there now. She's an artist apparently, so I can only assume that she gets money every month from her mother. Wasn't I coming back from a walk with a dog yesterday and passing the window, and wasn't she inside in her pelt, naked as the day she was born? And then I was out again this morning and I tried to look away while passing the shed, but it's hard not to look when you suspect that there's a naked Swede in there who reminds you of the blondie one out of ABBA. Well, there she was again without a stitch on her. I managed to look away quickly without getting caught. I tell you, Audrey, I'm like a prisoner in my own house, afraid to go out in case I get the nickname Dan Paddy Purvey. Do you think I'd be within my rights to ask her to put on a dressing gown? Dan Paddy Andy, hand out beyond on one way until you see a man wearing a pair of blinkers.
My Connor there and said, where do you stand on neighbours and the nip? He said, just outside the window.
It's getting cautious on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road Stunners who don't give them money because they'd only spend it on drink. Fifi underscore White Priya started it off when she asked what were the Christmas lunch plans for our charity, Douglas Road Stunners who feel guilty in December. Clara underscore Vice President on Facebook said, I don't think we can have an actual meal this year, babes. It's important we show an example to the lower orders and do a virtual fundraiser, hashtag fight the COVID. Lorna underscore Rotherby at Yoga said, you're barred for 6 weeks, Clara. Who in their minds wants to raise money for deserving Norries? If we can't turn heads in a city centre restaurant that is beyond reach for most people? Fifi underscore White Priya said, yay, I hate Clara, biatch, but it will be war on the Douglas Road Stunners if we flood Instagram with party pics while everyone else is stuck in their little houses watching the Late Late Toy Show. So Audrey, I wonder, what would be a good way to raise a few quid for deserving causes while looking out of this universe amazing? Jenny Douglas Road.
Stop me if this sounds too obvious. Why don't you just stay at home and give them the 10 grand you're going to spend on a jumpsuit?
Guten Tag. I'm getting very itchy head from all the scratching, trying to understand you paddies. Myself and my flatmate were watching Micheál Martin announcing the COVID measures during the week. I said, where's your research showing us that COVID-19 only infects people after midnight, you alten Puppe schlagen Ritzen man? Which is a German word for powerful balding man who speaks out his rear end on the 6 o'clock news. My flatmate said, this is like something out of Father Ted. That was it. Then he started laughing. If this was Germany, people would be tearing their hair out in public places. We have a word for that too, but it would take too long to write. So, when are you people going to stop talking about Father Ted and say, we've had enough? Jürgen, Berlin, und Berlin colleague.
My cranky nephew went on Twitter this morning and said he was taking to the streets. I rang him and said, what do you want? He said, clearer messaging from the government. I said, when do you want it? He said, stop taking the piss, Aunt Audrey. Hashtag zero crack.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.